With the aid of troops from Saudi Arabia, Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa unleashed a violent crackdown on the majority Shia pro-democracy movement. Security forces violently cleared out Pearl Square, the home base of the youthful protesters who have called for the Persian Gulf country to elect a representative government. Bahrain, home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, is 70% Shiite, but the nation is run by the Sunni royal family with close ties to the Sunni-Saudi monarchy. During the crackdown, police arrested key leaders of the opposition movement, including activists who were preparing for negotiations with the government. Security forces also laid siege to a hospital, which was caring for injured pro-democracy protesters. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton openly criticized the crackdown, but not the presence of Saudi troops and soldiers from other countries of the Gulf Cooperation Council, which represents Sunni-run governments. Clinton told the BBC she deplored the use of force against demonstrators and urged a return to political dialogue. Troops from Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states intervened in Bahrain a day after U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates visited the country, urging broad political reform. King Al Khalifa defended the crackdown as necessary to stop a foreign plot to destabilize his government, an unproven allegation of Iranian influence among the majority Shiite protesters. French human rights activist Abdelaziz Dahassi has set up a think tank called the Association of the Convergence of Respect and Dignity to investigate French ethnic and religious discrimination. The group created a stir in the French media and blogosphere because its prime funding source is the U.S. State Department and not the French government. Dahassi has openly praised American-style affirmative action and wants to set up research projects to see if this approach can work in France. According to the Christian Science Monitor, the U.S. State Department has funded a new public diplomacy program among Muslims and other minorities in Europe since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. In a U.S. diplomatic cable leaked by WikiLeaks, U.S. Ambassador to France Charles Rivkin criticized French society for failing to embrace its immigrant North African population. Over time, the U.S. ambassador saw French resistance to immigrants as creating a weaker, crisis-prone country. A detailed study by the U.S. Department of Justice has uncovered massive abuses by the New Orleans Police Department, including the use of excessive force on civilians and failure to investigate serious crimes. Thomas Perez, who runs the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department, says the goal is to get a consent decree against the New Orleans police, which would put the law enforcement agency under the supervision of a federal judge. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu and Police Chief Ronald Serpas have accepted the report from the Justice Department and say they will cooperate with a court-ordered consent decree. Currently, the New Orleans police are under 9 federal criminal investigations. Last December, 3 New Orleans police officers were convicted in connection with the murder of a man in the days after Hurricane Katrina. The Justice Department found police officers misclassified cases of sexual assault and routinely failed to answer calls for assistance from non-English-speaking residents. The situation was far worse in the 1990s when scandal hit the New Orleans police in the wake of 400 murders a year in the city. 2 police officers from that era currently sit on death row. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker. Thank you.